From farm to plate, safety measures are being put in place as spring planting gets underway.
So it's a really important time to be out there for farmers and also all of the businesses that surround the farms.
Chuck Lipstrew is president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association.
Everybody from ag retailers, those are the small businesses out there in the countryside selling seed and fertilizer and things like that to make sure the farmer's able to get the job done, to supply chain, to food processing,
to the grocery store.
One of the biggest concerns we have as we look ahead, both in the immediate and then in the coming weeks and months, is the availability of labor.
Nationally, West Michigan's fruit and vegetable output is second only to California's crop production.
And labor's been tough even without the coronavirus situation. So certainly there are questions out there about both the ability to bring workers into the state and to have them on the farm at a critical time in light of this situation. There are questions around the H-2A visa waiver program right now and the availability of immigrant workers.
For those who are in the fields or anyone who's working in the supply chain, Lipstrew says the industry is implementing best practices to prevent the spread of coronavirus. I'm Patrick Center.